Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Trust excellence built on 40 years of experience. Visit zurichcorporate.ie to learn more about the Zurich Master Trust. Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Trust active investment management that makes a difference. Talk to Zurich about the Zurich Master Trust, a corporate pension solution.
Drive Time on RTE Radio 1. Listen back on the RTE Radio app.
133 Israeli hostages are still being held by Hamas and other Islamist groups in Gaza. Families of the hostages are pressing the Israeli government to do more to reach a deal, warning that time is running out for those still in captivity. This year, many Israeli families have left empty seats at the table to represent those killed or taken hostage on October the 7th. It comes as Israel bombarded northern Gaza overnight in some of the heaviest shelling in weeks. And according to the local health ministry, 34,183 Palestinian people have been killed in Israeli strikes on Gaza since October the 7th. I'm joined now yet again by Aviram Meir, who's the uncle of Almog Meir, kidnapped by Hamas on October the 7th. Aviram, you're very welcome to the programme.
Thank you very much.
People may remember, Aviram, our conversations previously, but Almog was last seen in a video taken by Hamas at 12:30 p.m. on Saturday, October the 7th, and nothing since. Is that right?
That's right. 200 days, and we don't have any clue about his condition. Mental, physical, and we don't know anything about him. The only thing we assume that he's alive, and from our point of view, he's coming back. This is the state of mind.
Yeah. How difficult is that for you and your family?
It's. I think I told you it, in the past. We're living in a roller coaster. I just finished 2 weeks, which was very hard. I didn't function good physically and mentally. I had to rest. My sister, the mother of Almog, she's on medical problems, foot, tooth, blood pressure. It affects us, and we continue working. Working, it means to bring awareness to Almog and the other hostages in all the means we have.
Because you have to balance, Aviram, you and your family, I assume, are balancing this huge personal stressful toll and the campaign to bring Almog back alive. And I know that I mentioned there's many Israeli families leaving empty seats at special occasions to remember.
Yeah, I got plenty of the pictures. Yeah, I got plenty of pictures of families who left a free chair to the hostage all over the world.
What do you think needs to be done now? What do you think needs to be done? Do you have faith in the approach of the Israeli government so far to get the hostages back?
There are two ways as I see it. One way is to give the Hamas everything they want and pray they'll make their move and make it they will promise. I think they won't do it. The situation now is that the Hamas is not under pressure. They have no motivation signing any agreement. They are in very good condition because they got almost everything they asked for without an agreement. Thing that Israel should do, and I believe would be the step that will make the difference, is to that we will give the citizens of Gaza the kilo of rice and kilo of flour and the liter of water. If we'll do it and the Hamas won't have any alternative, they will be in the corner.
But when you say
this is the way,
can I put this to you, because an awful lot of our listeners, all of our listeners, will be sympathetic to your cause and the families who have had their loved ones taken away from them by Hamas, and they would pray that they be returned to the families. But when you say it's right that the Israeli government use force to put pressure on Hamas, we read, Aviram, of 2 million people in Gaza suffering starvation, of children dying in health facilities, dying, writhing in pain. If I may put the question, writhing in pain okay, until their death because they don't have any painkillers. So what do you say to listeners who might say the use of force in this situation might be wrong?
We didn't use force in the last 4 months. The force was very minimal.
That's not true.
Why it's not true? The war has been stopped. 34,000 people killed. This was in the beginning. Maybe in the beginning.
But my question:
if we want the hostages, mm-hmm, live, and the hostages who have been murdered since the 7th of October, unfortunately, you have to press the Hamas. You can't make a deal with them like I will make a deal with to buy milk. I will pay you and you will provide the milk. It's not going on. This is not the situation.
Can I ask you this, Aviram?
And if they will bring us back the hostages, the pressure will be different.
But only three hostages have been...
But you can't live with these kind of neighbors.
I understand.
It's impossible to live.
I understand that the stress, because only three hostages have been rescued by troops alive, and I know that the bodies of 12 have been recovered.
Yes.
And I know there are protests outside of the Prime Minister Netanyahu's home to impress upon him to get a deal to get the hostages back. Is he the right person to do that, I wonder, in your opinion?
He is my Prime Minister, and we don't want any elections now. I don't want any elections. Because if there will be any elections, it will be quite a long. It will be quite a long time until someone will decide any significant decision. So elections, it's not good for us now, especially not for Almog. And we will work. We will work with what we have.
What is the government telling you, Aviram, about the process to get the hostages back?
They're talking about military. This is what they publish. Military force. I think it's not enough. Even it's not the main thing. It should be the main thing. We have to work with the military, but the main thing is to cut the connection between the Hamas and the civilians. And this mission is significant, that we have to bring them the food. We or something, mm-hmm, or someone from our side have to do it.
So when you say it's not enough, can I ask you about recent developments since I've spoken with you before? For example, Israel's attack on the Iranian consulate in Damascus in Syria, where a number of Iranian officials were killed. Has that distracted from the plight of the hostages, in your opinion?
Of course. Of course, I didn't like it in no way. But I don't see the full picture. I'm just a civilian. But from my point of view, I don't want another frontier to deal with. I want to concentrate on Gaza. And I know that if we solve with an agreement with Saudi Arabia, with Egypt, with the United States, with the Emirates, if we solve and we'll bring an agreement, international agreement, we will solve most of the problems for several years in the north, with Lebanon, in the south, with the Houthis, in Yemen, mm-hmm, and other frontiers. We have to go there. The criticism I have against my government is that they are not dealing with the day after. They are not going to disagreement. And I think it's a mistake.
And it seems to be actually...
The key to finish all the situation is what they call the day after. And my government have to decide our decisions with what called the day after, the solution, mm-hmm, of the day after. I know now that to demolish Hamas, to demolish this kind of neighbor will take us a long time. Will take us a long time, years. It's not months, it's years. We don't want to hurt the population. You have to understand, we talked about it before. The culture here is live and let live. This is the culture here. If you live next to us, we'll give you everything you need. But you can't live in a culture that wants to demolish you.
Is there any fear, Aviram? And an awful lot of people have tried to impress upon Benjamin Netanyahu the solution the day after the war, the two-state solution. Is there any fear that that might not be possible now for Israeli people?
It will be very hard to the Israeli population. It's a very hard subject. I have to tell you something that's not connected to the situation. I'm living in a kibbutz in the middle of Israel, and my house is 300 meters from a Palestinian town called Tul Karem. I have four girls in my house. We're afraid that one night they will come here and will slaughter us. You understand the situation? You understand the fear? It's not two states solution. It's what will happen between the people. And there is no faith between the people. I'm afraid that they will come and slaughter like they did in the south. And my house, I can see from my house, I can see houses in Tul Karem. So what do you say to your children when they ask you that they are fear? And I have girls and they are old. They understand exactly what's going on here. But if we want to get out of the mud and it's muddy, we have to do hard decisions. And I expect my prime minister and my government and my cabinet to arrive and to do this hard decisions. How hard it is and how hard the criticism will be.
Well, can I say to you, Aviram, that I really hope that Almog comes back safely to your family along with the other hostages. And I thank you very much.
Thank you very much. But you see, it doesn't happen 200 days. So we are frustrated.
Yes.
You hear my frustration.
I can hear, Aviram, the stress and the fear in your voice. I do hear that and I acknowledge that.
Yeah.
And I thank you very much indeed for talking to us again. And we will talk
again
soon.
Thank you, Cormac. Thank you very much for listening.
And that is Aviram Meir, who's the uncle of Almog Meir, who's being held as a hostage by Hamas.